Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. What you're about to hear is disturbing, frightening, and not for younger audiences. The following is a compilation with items from my unfinished, unpublished, and not-for-sale book. What I'm going to say will contain my thoughts, my concerns, and my reasoned opinions. But I'm going to tell you, don't believe any of what anyone says, including me. Do your own research. Form your own opinions, and develop your own solutions. Okay, here we go. China has been reporting that there are a little over 2,000 dead from the coronavirus. My sources say 200,000 dead. Not 2,000, 200,000 dead. In New York State, there are 700 people, as of yesterday, monitored for the infection. 83 are under isolation. In Italy, there are now, as of yesterday, 400 infected, 12 dead. American universities are canceling study abroad programs. The Florida International University is suspending programs in Italy, Japan, and South Korea. And all of its students and employees were told they must return to the United States immediately. Japan is closing schools nationwide to halt the spread of the virus. In Iran, one nurse witnessed 8 deaths during one night shift. And there are typically 3 8-hour shifts at a hospital. So if you multiply 3 shifts times 8 deaths, that's an extrapolation of 24 dead in that hospital in one day. In Seattle, Washington, Bothell High School closed for cleaning and disinfection after a family member returned to work after a week of international travel, and we don't know the locations where that travel was. So that family member returned for a week, and a member of that family worked at the school. The family member was taken to the hospital. They shut the school down. The Pope has canceled his events for the second day, his engagements after the second day after he became ill. Now, why would he become ill? Is he shaking hands? Is he out in the public? The coronavirus is in Italy. The coronavirus infected the Iranian vice president, and it killed Iran's ambassador to the Vatican. Maybe that's part of the reason why the Pope is canceling his engagements. A dog in Hong Kong in Hong Kong tested positive for the coronavirus. Now the pets are going to be under quarantine. If you have a pet in Hong Kong and it's out walking around, there are people with sticks beating those dogs to death. The reported R-naught is about 1.2 to 2 point something. R-naught is the reproduction rate of the virus. So, for example, if the R-naught were 1, one person with it would infect, on average, one other. If the R-naught were 2, one person would infect 2. And those two people would infect 2 more. So, with an R-naught, as reported by the media, the dumb media, 4 people would infect 5. Well, last week, Gwyneth and I believed and reported on air that we did not believe the government numbers of 1.2 to 2 point something. We didn't believe it. So we said on air that our number was between 12 and 14. 2 days ago, I was told by a reliable source in Europe that the number is about 20. R naught equal 20. That means that one person, if that's true, would infect 20 more. And those 20 would infect 20 more. Can the coronavirus travel through plumbing? Do you live in an apartment? Do you eat at restaurants? Do you drink from a water fountain? Do your children drink from a water fountain? Do you stop at public buildings, government corporation buildings, and have a drink from the water fountain? Can the coronavirus travel through plumbing? Yes, it can. Switzerland banned all events of over 1,000 people, including the International Motor Show in Geneva, Switzerland. When we had our first Get Prepared Expo, we had about 6,000 people there. And in that contract, I inserted a clause saying that if there were a force majeure, a force so great, a force unexpected, but it could happen, that I would not be responsible for the expo. What would that be? That would be a flood. That would be a war. That would be a bomb going off. It could be a virus. This was in 2011. And I put that in the contract. In Switzerland, the International Motor Show, which expects thousands of people, is impacted by the ban on all events over 1,000 people. The coronavirus is a force majeure. It is so big, it is causing schools and corporations to shut down. The Auschwitz Museum has banned visitors from all countries infected with the coronavirus. Poland does not have the virus as of yet. At least I haven't seen reports of it. So do you have a freezer? Do you need one? An average freezer will consume about $10 worth of electricity per month. Now, I'm just averaging that over the cost of electricity across the country, and I'm averaging the average freezer's consumption. So it's going to cost about $120 a year to run a freezer. If you have one, That's what it costs on average. If you don't have one and you want to get one, that's what it's going to cost. During this hour, I'm going to give you some very specific recommendations based on my research, based on my experience of what is the best value and who is offering it. Currently, there is availability of it. So I'm going to give you an example. If you buy a upright freezer, a frost-free model, it will cost more to operate than an upright manual defrost freezer. If you buy an upright refrigerator with a freezer that's manual defrost, it will cost less than a frost-free to operate. A chest freezer is more efficient, generally speaking, all things being equal, than an upright. And the reason is cold sinks, falls down toward the earth. Heat rises. So when you open the refrigerator or freezer door of a vertical refrigerator or freezer, an upright, the cold falls out of the door, just falls down. So you lose that cold, if you will. With a chest freezer, the cold falls down, but it's already in the box. So it's going nowhere. So that's the reason why chest freezers are more efficient. But they're not as easy to use because some foods get buried in them. So here's an example. Right now, in our neck of the woods, bacon at Walmart, for example, is about $4. And I rounded these numbers for radio. Radio is the theater of the mind, so you have to use your imagination. Bacon is $4.50 a pound, roughly, at Walmart. At Aldi, it's about $3.50 a pound. And I saw a sign on a store that had, a couple days ago, 10-pound boxes of bacon, $4.33 a pound. Now, can the average person... Can the GDP pick up a 10-pound box of bacon and put it in their freezer? Probably not. You have to have I'm talking about a freezer of the refrigerator-freezer combination unit. You kind of have to have a standalone freezer to do that. Let's say you decided that price was so good, $1.33 a pound for bacon, which is extraordinarily good. If you bought 8 boxes of that, that would cost $106. That same 80 packages of 16-ounce each bacon at the Chinese factory outlet would be, at $4.50 per pound, would be $360. You could run that freezer that you don't have for over 2 years on the savings from just that 80 pounds or 8 boxes of bacon with 10 pounds in a box. Now, I'm not suggesting that bacon is the best thing to eat. If you do eat bacon, I suggest you boil it twice in water, because water is the universal solvent. It will remove the nitrates and nitrites from the bacon better than just cooking it in the pan. Panic buying, and by the way, this is kind of how my book is written. It's thought after thought after thought after thought. Just things to think about. Panic buying will set in soon. It already has in Hawaii. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I mentioned that panic buying will set in soon. It already has in Hawaii. And my biggest concern of the coronavirus is the domino effect, the damage that is being done and currently is getting worse to the supply chain. We have no idea how many items come from China. For example, in the studio I have a pair of scissors, and it says it was made in Brooklyn, New York. It's an old pair of scissors. Do you ever think that scissors were made in Brooklyn, New York? Do you ever think that shirts were made in New York City? We used to make them. Now, if you look at the labels on your shirts, you'll see Thailand, Vietnam, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. You don't see New York City. How much would a shirt cost made by an American in New York City? Would it be $200, $300? I was looking at a pair of boots. I can't believe how much boots cost. $400 now. They're going up by the day. But I'm not kidding. By the day. So what should you consider buying for improving your chances of survival during self-quarantine? What should you do? Do you think that you'll be able to go out, go to the supermarket? Are you going to want to? Are you going to want to go where people are coughing and sneezing and hacking? Are you going to be concerned? You know, there was a child on an airline, and she started coughing. And the this is like yesterday. And the people were so concerned who were trapped on that island that airplane island. They were so concerned that they demanded that the entire family of this girl be removed from the airplane. Do you think that the airplanes can be disinfected between flights? Do you really think so? Do you think that? And do you want to be in an airplane that has just been disinfected and get whatever it is, that killer toxin that they use to disinfect an airplane? If they do, I don't think they're doing that on a regular basis. They probably will in the future, but I think flights are going to be fewer and farther between. So what should you consider buying for improving your chances of survival during a self-quarantine? We are self-quarantined here at the farm. Baked beans at 49 cents a can. Corn at 49 cents a can. Green beans at 49 cents a can. Angel hair pasta, $1.39 for 2 pounds. That's about 70 cents a pound. Spaghetti sauce in jars, 24-ounce jars, 85 cents a jar. And if you get it, I suggest you consider getting it without meat and without cheese. It's not as flavorful. However, it keeps longer. Now, where can you get it at those prices? Aldi. A-L-D-I. And so, are the baked beans any good? Yep. Are they what you're used to? Probably not. Is the corn good? Yep. Is it GMO? Yep. But we're talking about survival right now. And we've broadcasted with Dr. Norm Shealy. He doesn't like sugar. He believes it's poison. No disagreement from me. But if you're in survival mode and you're starving, are you going to say, yeah, but that can of baked beans has sugar in it? Are you going to say that spaghetti sauce in the jar has sugar in it? Or are you going to say, I really appreciate being able to eat that because I'm just about ready to vomit from hunger? Another thing to consider is those dried beans that come in a bag with some spices in a packet, and you soak them overnight, and then you heat them up, and you simmer them for hours. That's a great way to go. Inexpensive. Chopped meat. If you're going to buy chopped meat, you can get it in the 5-pound tubs. You can take the freezer size sandwich bags, a Ziploc. You take a quarter pound of it at a time. You don't have to measure it. Just take a small clump, put it in the corner of the bag, flatten. Of course, you want to wash your hands when you do this. Flatten that bag on the counter, which has already been disinfected. Spread it out in a really thin patty. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Squeeze the air out of it. And you can store about 15 or 20 of those Ziploc freezer bags in a gallon-sized freezer bag. And you put them flat in there so they keep that flat shape, and they cook a lot easier. And the flatter they are, the less energy you're going to use to cook them. And, of course, you can brown one of those and put it in that in with the spaghetti sauce. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. fueled by continuing fears about the coronavirus impacts on the global economy. Wall Street stocks are continuing to plunge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,000 points for the third time this week in morning trading. The S&P sliding 4%. Markets on pace for their worst week since the financial crisis.
This looks like it's going to become possibly a global pandemic. And so that the demand for American goods are going to drop elsewhere. And I think that's why we're seeing such huge drops in the stock market.
Wall Street analyst Michael Santo speaking there to CBS News. Besides the Democrats canvassing South Carolina, which has its primary tomorrow, President Trump will be holding a rally tonight there in North Charleston, trying to take some attention away from his Democratic rivals. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the theater for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Really frustrated, class. It's the GDP that's going to get us killed. These stupid, greedy morons. They're everywhere. They're in front of us. They're behind us in our vehicles. They're in the parking lots. They're in the stores. They're just too stupid to understand what's going on, and they're going to get us killed. Okay, so I mentioned you buy chopped meat. If you buy chopped meat, you get it in a 5-pound tub. And from that, you make your quarter pounders in Ziploc bags. I mentioned how to do that. You can store 15 to 20 of them in a gallon Ziploc freezer bag. And you can use those quarter pound packages one at a time to brown and put it in your spaghetti sauce. And here's the economics. So 5 pounds at $3 a pound for chopped meat is $15. You get 20 quarter pounders out of it. And that's going to be 75 cents a patty. Now, when I talk about that kind of meat, I'm talking about, let's say 85-15 or 90-10. 90-10, 10% being fat. Okay, you take that 24-ounce jar of spaghetti sauce, and that's a dollar, let's see, 85 cents for that, 75 cents for the meat, and 1 pound of pasta, which is going to cost 70 cents. It's $2.30. That'll feed 6 people. How long does the spaghetti keep? When it's dry, in a cool, dry place, it's dark. I don't know, at least 5 years. How long does the spaghetti sauce keep? In a cool, dry place, at least 5 years. So if you're not buying spaghetti sauce and pasta, why not? If you need medicine, I suggest that you see if you can stock up and wean off. Research how to do that. I'm not going to tell you how to wean off. I'm not a doctor. I've done it. You can do the research now. You don't need to go to the movies. You don't need to go out to eat at the restaurants. You need to, in my opinion, pay attention, learn whatever you can while you can. Forget what people say about comfort food. That's idiotic. You know, they say, well, you know, when things are really bad, you need comfort food. Really? You need sugar, candy, cupcakes, brownies? Get back to basics. Being prepared is having what you need before you need it. Opening the refrigerator door and saying, there's nothing to eat, is an example of not being prepared. I mentioned before, I'm very concerned about the supply chain shortages. And here's an example. How many people do you know that are really, really good at their jobs? You know, expert at their jobs. How many do you know? I submit to you that those who you think are really good at their jobs are pretty senior in expertise, pretty senior in age, and they're senior in their jobs because they know more than the other people. They're the ones that tell the other people what to do because the other people don't know what to do. Now, here's where it gets scary. Of all those people that you know who are really good at what they do, I'll bet there's just a few of them. Now, what happens when the senior people like those get sick and die? Who's going to take over that spot? Is it going to be a millennial? Who is going to run the lathe, the machine? Who is going to order the parts? Who's going to fix the computers? Who's going to update the systems? Who's going to run the grid? Who's going to manage the deliveries? Who's going to be in the motor pool to fix those broken down vehicles? Who's going to do it? How many times do you think that the senior mechanics at the dealership are asked by the younger mechanics, hey, Joe, what do I do here? I don't know what to do. How do I fix this? I've never seen this before. Oh, Joe, I just broke this. You got any more of them? What do you think is going to happen to the supply chain when the seniors start dying off? Can the millennials fill their shoes? Ask yourself that question. I suggest you look at hydrogen peroxide for your home sanitation and plain unscented chlorine bleach for disinfecting water wells, sinks, and toilets. Your neighbor, through carelessness and recklessness and ignorance, can contaminate your well. Can the virus, the coronavirus, be spread through plumbing? Absolutely. How about sewer gas? You know, there's a place in Springfield, and when you go in there and you go in the men's room, It smells like someone opened up the sewer pipe. Every time you go in. For a decade. So do you think that that sewer gas that's in that men's room could contain the coronavirus? And the answer is yes. So what are we talking about? Plumbing drain traps. Well, what are they? So if you look under any sink that's properly installed, you will see a pipe coming down from the bottom of the sink, and it'll go down, and it'll do a U-turn and go back up. And then it'll either go down from there, or it'll go into the wall. That's called a trap. It's filled with water. What kind of water? Well, whatever went down the sink. And the idea is that water will stay in that trap until it evaporates, or until it's replaced with new sink water or toilet water or shower water. And the idea is it is a barrier to prevent the sewer gas from backing up into the sink. So if a sink was installed properly, that will do its job. But if it gurgles and bubbles, that means that the sink is allowing back pressure from the sewer, the septic system, or the municipal sewer to come back up into the sink and into that room where the sink is. These traps are under sinks. They're in the toilets themselves. If you look at the side of a toilet, you stand not in front of it, but look at it from the side, you will see that trap. You will see that S-shaped trap. That's so that the sewer gases don't come up through the toilet. It's under bathtubs too. And that's what the chlorine is for. I suggest you look at how to disinfect drains with chlorine bleach. I suggest you consider getting some. I suggest you put it in a safe place where it won't get punctured, because chlorine is absolutely deadly. That's how it kills the bacteria and the virus. I believe there's nothing on the planet that can survive chlorine in a proper concentration. Not trees, not grass, not household bacteria. Nothing. It's so deadly that chlorine gas was used in World War I to gas the enemy. It's prohibited by the Geneva Convention. So the coronavirus can travel in plumbing supply pipes and drain pipes. And you may want to learn how to disinfect your water well if you have one. And you'd use chlorine bleach to do that. Not the scented stuff, just the plain old regular, we can call it like Clorox. And you don't have to buy Clorox. You can buy it in the house brand name and save some money. Because your well can be contaminated by your neighbor. Your well may be perfect right now, perfect. No bacteria. And a minute later, it could be contaminated. So you can keep testing it and wait for the results, or you can prevent the toxins, the biologicals, from impacting you and your family by shocking shocking your well. And look up how to do it. It's on the internet. Your government just announced yesterday that the coronavirus trajectory is unknown. They don't know. And if they did tell you the trajectory, they'd be lying to you. More schools and public events could be shut down. So if you've got tickets to go to the ball game, the movies, some great event you've been looking forward to, you got to be crazy to go. I was talking with a friend, a dear friend of the family I've known for years, and they have a dilemma. The dilemma is there's a wedding coming up, and one of the family members is going to be in the wedding party, and it's going to require air travel. What would you do? What would you do if a family member say, hey, we're going to have this wedding, we'd love to, it's going to be so great to see you. A couple months away, maybe traveling several states. And the plan has been to hop on a plane and fly out there. What would you do? Now, for me, that's easy. Yeah, I hope you all have a nice time. It'd be wonderful to see, but we're not coming. CNBC has reported that airlines have cut hundreds of thousands of flights already. Hundreds of thousands of flights. 200,000 flights were canceled already. You might be forced or urged to work from home. Can you do that? Would you do that? To me, I think that's a great idea. Living in an apartment building is a really dangerous thing right now. Because of the people that come and go, you don't even know your neighbors. And there are leaks in the walls and leaks in the heating systems and, you know, all kinds of leaks. I'd be really concerned about living in an apartment building right now. California is currently monitoring, as of last night, 8,400 people. 24 hours before that, it was 7,000 people. In 24 hours, the number went from 7,000 to 8,400. That's a 20% increase in 24 hours. On Monday, the Dow dropped 1,031 points. On Tuesday, the Dow dropped 879 points. On Wednesday, I'm talking about this week. On Wednesday, it was 123 points down. On Thursday, yesterday, it was 1,190 points, the biggest drop in the history of the market. About an hour ago, it was 942 points down. It's regained some of that loss. It's now only 537 points down. The Dow is a leading indicator. That means it generally can tell you what thinking is in the business world about the outlook of profitability and the price of stocks. That's what I was taught. We'll be right back. David's on hold, and I'm going to tell you a few other things to do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about the Corona Panic. David in Illinois is with us. David, I'd like to ask that you just stay with me for a minute while I finish up.
Yes, sir.
I haven't gotten through more than maybe a quarter of what I wanted to do, but I welcome your call. Class, I've been preaching this for years. I'm blue in the face, and that's the sound of vegetable seeds. And you can get them at Menards right now. They're 11% off. And there's a brand called Valley Green. And they're marked 59 cents, but they're selling them for 39 cents, and there's 11% more off. I'm not saying you have to get them there. I'm just saying that's what I did. Heirloom variety seeds. Heirloom. They're all heirloom. Carrots, tomatoes, carrots, a different kind of carrots, different kind of tomato, lettuce, peppers, different kind of tomatoes, another kind of lettuce, parsley, and broccoli. That's to go along with the garlic, the onions, and the potatoes, and the sweet potatoes, and all the other things that we're planting in the garden, and to go along with the seeds that we have. 39 cents. I suggest you consider getting a bag of fertilizer. Now, we brought in some 13-13-13, not 5-10-5, 13-13-13. Use less of it. There's a United Kingdom government memo that was leaked. Worst case scenario, 80% could be infected. 80% in the United Kingdom. Can that play out here in the United States? Well, let's look at New York. Could it easily, if that happened in New York because of the subways and the taxis and the flights in and out and the congestion, could that easily spread outward to New Jersey and Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia? Of course. And will it? Yeah, I think it's going to do that. Because people in who live in New York City and work in New York City have family in those states. The U.S. stock market suffered the fastest collapse from record highs since the first Great Depression. We are now, in my opinion, in the second Great Depression. I suggest you consider getting toilet paper. Where do you get it? The best value is single ply, 1,000 sheet rolls, best price, 54 cents a roll in 12 packs at Aldi. Best price for soap, Dial soap, 4-ounce bars. Dial Gold antibacterial soap, 10 pack, 4 ounces per bar. Get the ones that are 4 ounces, not 3.2. Don't get the 6 pack, get the 10 pack, because the bars are bigger and there are more of them, and they cost less per ounce. Dial Gold. And where do you get those? Dollar General. David, your thoughts?
Yes, we'll be hitting up. We're doing our weekly trips to Aldi's and stocking up even if we need it or not. We have plenty here, and we still get ammo and everything else. But the thing I was going to mention about this virus, they already confirmed there are cases that they've released. They were cleared. They were supposedly through the process, healthy. They are repassing the virus again. So they are reinfecting people again. And my biggest 14, thing is, sorry.
14% of the patients who recover from corona test positive again. Exactly what you said.
Right. And they're passing this. They're passing it through their waste. The other situation, the California, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's originally why I called. They don't even know where that woman came, how she got it. They had her in the hospital for a week, and they had to argue and fight to get her tested. The government did not want to test her. Now, I brought up before about the California situation. Some of you have been in college. Some of you haven't. That is a pure – I mean, I guess they don't teach to play. California is going to be a nightmare. They have feces, rats, everything, and all those people. I said this before. How are they going to stop them? They're not. The government sprays us as it is. Do you think they would not result in go to – let's spray these border of California to keep them people there, or at least stop them from leaving. How are they going to stop all them people?
David, I believe that you listen and are in class more than most people at USA Prepares. Is that correct?
I try to listen every time. I do not call because I know some of your the instructors. They have a pattern, and I don't want to flow. And I apologize if I call it today. But
no, that's not why I asked you. I asked you because of what I want to ask you next. Have you? I've been on this coronavirus since the early days. One of the earliest broadcasts to start hammering about how serious this was. I went really far to say that this is really serious. When other people are saying no, it's no big deal. Even Rush Limbaugh said. It's no more dangerous than the common cold. That's dangerous information, what he just said, because it's not true. It's not true. So here's my question. Have you heard me say one thing in the last 3+ weeks about the coronavirus that was not true? Have you heard one thing that's contrary to what you've researched?
No. No. Everything you say is everything I've heard prior to you discussing it on other resources that I get access to. I'm just kind of upset it takes a while for everybody else to get it out here to the people.
David, the GDP is going to get us killed through their ignorance, their greed, their selfishness. I'm talking about the blue hairs. I'm talking about the faggots. I'm talking about those greedy, stupid people. They're going to get us killed.
David, all them people. Those. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.